This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Los Angeles Lakers have a new coach. It is Mike D'Antoni, who used to coach the New York Knicks. But up until yesterday, a lot of Lakers fans wanted management to bring back former coach Phil Jackson, who retired last year. It's a standard practice, not just in basketball, but in all kinds of industries, to bring back the old instead of trying something new. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports on whether it's effective.
In the movie business, it worked for this franchise. Sean Connery quit playing James Bond after the flick You Only Live Twice and was replaced. But United Artists paid a hefty price to get him back.
Where is he? I shan't ask you politely next time.
Diamonds Are Forever made way more cha-ching with the old Bond as its star. Gotham Mukunda is author of Indispensable, When Leaders Really Matter.
Some people are so indispensable that we cannot imagine the role as anything other than this person.
Mukunda says truly successful companies are dedicated to more than the bottom line. He says they have identities and values. And if they've strayed from those values, it makes sense to bring back the old leader. Think Steve Jobs and Apple.
But if that's not the problem, right? If the problem is that you've slipped on operational excellence, then what you need is someone who's great at operational excellence.
So, do the LA Lakers need their guru back? Or just someone who can coach? The shot clock is ticking. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.